Michael Dunlop from Income Diary, and today I'm with Adam Horwitz, and he's an 18-year-old young entrepreneur who runs two six-figure businesses and has a great story, and hopefully today we're going to share some great tips with you guys about how you can get online and start making money. So welcome, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I first really want to just quickly touch on your first online business, because it was very entertaining listening to you the other night. Let's quickly run over your party's website and how that all went.
Alright, well, when I first started, I was around 15, and there was actually this website that started up at school that, it was called Dirty Laundry, and it talked about all the gossip of the kids around the school, and it got banned pretty much within 3 days of starting, but all the kids went to it, and they loved it. It was like a blog setup, so I thought that I had... Once it stopped, I had no idea why it stopped. Of course, it was for the legal purposes, but then I decided to start up my own one that was kind of a twist with the legal version. And I started putting up parties when parties were going to be in Los Angeles, because that's where I'm from, and just like telling people stuff about events and all that, but kind of got out of hand eventually because I'd have 800 people show up to a house where it would be like a closed party for only like 20 friends, and then another 400 people would show up at another house where the parents would only be there because the party was supposedly canceled 2 hours before, and then I would get all these phone calls and just go crazy from there. So I had to stop that pretty quickly, but it was fun while it lasted.
Sounds wicked. And so after that, you did another website and you played around with a couple other ideas for making money. But I understand you started making some real money when you played with PPC, pay-per-click, and affiliate marketing, and of all things, you started selling chicken coops, I believe.
Yeah, well, when I first started with affiliate marketing, I was just, like, researching. Well, originally, I went to StomperNet with my father as a guest, and that kind of opened the doors to me to see that there is potential out there for making money online. I hadn't really learned much when I was there because I was kind of just like listening to what everyone had to say, and I was just kind of absorbing everything into my head because this was all new to me. So then I came home and I tried to set up some PPC campaigns, and I tried about 4 or 5 and I failed miserably for the first ones. I lost a few $100, but then I came across chicken coops, and I went to Google Trends, and I saw that it was like, for some reason, people were looking for chicken coops at the time, and I was like, who would buy that? But anyway, I just went for it, and I set up a campaign, and I was able to start making money from that from the day I set it up. So that was kind of an eye-opener to me.
And so is that where you'd recommend anyone looking to find a hot market is to go to Google Trends?
Well, when I first started, yeah, I went to Google Trends. Well, I first went to keywords, the Google AdWords keyword thing, and then I would look up different keywords and see if there's a lot of advertisers doing that market or whatever. Pretty much the basics, what any newbie does. And from there, I would just type it in on the Google Trends, and it's like a little graphing, and if it's going up, I assume that more people are searching for it, which means more buyers. And that's how I kind of thought, well, maybe I should give this one a try, and it actually worked. So that was quite a good little like secret I learned there.
Great. So many people are really looking into pay-per-click and affiliate marketing. What's your biggest tip for anybody who's new and starting and sort of were in the same position you were when you were starting?
Well, I think it's Google is like, they're on their own, so they're very arrogant, and they just ban accounts off the gazoo, and I don't really like them necessarily, but they are the main income or the main traffic source of right now for a lot of people. So I think a lot of people struggle is they set up like 8 different campaigns, and they let each campaign get around 20 clicks, and then they say, well, I haven't made any money or anything. But I always say to myself that you got to at least get one campaign going before you start other ones. And the one campaign, you have to at least get it to 100 clicks, because most products will receive about a 1% conversion. So if you just do a bunch of different products and they're only getting 20 clicks, you're not going to make a sale for any of them. You have to just focus on one and get that up to 100 clicks, and then hopefully you'll make a sale around there, and then you can expand it, as long as you're breaking even and making a profit. And if you're not, you should stop that one and try a different one.
And because you have to buy so many clicks, do you recommend that you go for a higher price tag product? Because You know,
yeah.
If it's so low and you're spending all the money on clicks, it wouldn't work out, I guess.
Yeah, well, when it was actually quite funny because when I first started, the first product that I promoted was $10 commission, and I had no idea at the time that you really did need a higher product. I thought you could just make sales instantly off of AdWords and all that, and that was not true, and I lost a lot of money there. So you really need to look for products that are. I like to think of products that are over $30 commission, so they could at least cover. Because I don't really spend that much on keywords. I try to spend as little as possible. So I maybe spend around 23 cents, 25 cents per click. And even though you're not at the top, you're still going to get the same amount of clicks as being at the top, but it's just going to be over a slower time period. But you'll still make the same amount of money. I mean, it's just going to be slower, and you're not wasting as much. And if it doesn't work, then you're not wasting as much money at all, you know?
So. All right, great. Okay, so, like a lot of people, once you learn how to do something, that's a great opportunity then to teach it and make a lot of money. I know you've set up a website called Tycoon Cashflow, where you pretty much take everyone through how you got on with pay-per-click and affiliate marketing. And I really want to go through what you did there and how you're having such great success. So firstly, what would you recommend to people, anyone who wants to create a product, and preferably quickly?
Well, I think to create a quick product, the best way to do it is through video. You just buy a program that you could record the screen and you could talk into it just like you're talking. I'm talking to the computer right now, and you just talk and record the screen and show them what you did to be successful, pretty much. And that's all people want to see. They want to see step by step how you did it. They don't want to read a lot. They want to watch you talk about how you did it, and they could pause it and follow your steps and all that. So, and that's definitely the quickest way, I think, too, than writing out pages and pages and pages of an ebook. I think it's much quicker to just do a quick video tutorial or something and get it done like that.
And do you think people don't mind? Typically, a lot of products are just text and images. Do you think they don't mind that it can be all covered in a few videos? Or do you think they even prefer to have a few videos instead of a big, long ebook?
For my market, I kind of go for the younger crowd. My age, which I'm trying to help a lot of kids my age so they don't have to work at like fast food places or they don't have to go get minimum wage. And I want to show them that it is possible to make money online. So for them, I know they don't want to sit in front of the computer and just read an ebook. I wouldn't want to do that. So I think of them like me. I would want to watch something just like you watch TV or just like you watch YouTube videos. You watch it and then it's just much easier to implement things and it kind of gets your attention. If you're fun and laid back and stuff, they can relate better to you, and it's just a better connection, and it actually gets them motivated to, like, make a change and start something.
All right, that's cool. And to obviously get your sales in the first place, you use affiliates, I believe.
Yeah, well, when I first started, we weren't getting much traffic. Well, I did, with my Tycoon Cashflow website, I did it with a partner of mine, actually, who's also a little bit older, he's 21. His name's Derek, but we actually didn't really have much traffic when we first started it, and we couldn't figure out ways to get traffic, and then all of a sudden I was like, well, let's try to figure out if we could get traffic through going to contact blogs and stuff and seeing if they want to put an affiliate link up in their banner on their website, and then from there, that resulted in getting 10 Gravity, and then it all got up to 20 Gravity, and then when that happened, we started to get people from ClickBank started to pick us up, and inside of the course, I think this is very important for any course, you should have some viral thing going on. So Derek and I actually gave away a free course, which was called the Nigma Marketing Method, which we still offer now, and it teaches people how to make money through affiliate marketing, through articles, through SEO, search engine optimization, and all that. And inside, we used our product as an example. So a lot of people took our product and re-promoted it. And that got the Gravity up too, and then from there it was just a snowball effect, and just then more people started promoting it.
Nice. And for those who are listening and don't understand what Gravity is and ClickBank, would you like to quickly explain that to them?
Yeah, ClickBank is an online digital outlet with over like 10,000 products that actually they're all digital, so that means you just download them to your computer or you just get access to the members area. But you can promote any product that gets accepted onto ClickBank, which means you could become an affiliate to any of them. And they all offer, I don't know one ClickBank product that doesn't offer 50% or more commission for the affiliates, because they're digital, so there's no, like, other money that the people, the owners, have to pay for. It's just all done automatically so they can afford to give out that high of a commission. But it's actually interesting because there's like 9,000 or 10,000 products on ClickBank, and within the 3 months of getting Typhoon cash flow up, we were able to get in the top 100 products on ClickBank.
Wow.
Just from, yeah, gravity-wise, just from that viral side of it where people would re-promote us inside the product, and just the snowball effect. I mean, it just went, it was very cool. It went quickly.
So, presumably, that's because you had a great sales pitch or a great product itself. What do you ultimately put down to the success of the product?
The thing is that the sales page isn't like super advanced. It isn't super like crazy and like modern looking. It's just very simple. And I think with any sales page now, people are so used to watching video that you need to have some sort of video on there. And my sales page is all based around video. So when someone comes, they watch, they see me talking to them. I kind of like get them through the whole process. It's me showing them things through video. It's all video on my sales page. There's very little writing. And I think that the video helps the conversions and helps people feel more comfortable to buy because they feel like they connect to you and that you're a real person. Unlike if they just see writing, they're like, well, how do I know this person's really real and all that, you know? So I think the video is a big help.
And we have a lot of young readers, especially... Yeah. From Retired 21, and they will be seeing this interview. What would you say to them regarding being young in internet marketing? Because I know when I started, a lot of people didn't really want to listen to us because we're young. So
yeah,
what would you say to other young entrepreneurs who may be faced with that problem?
It's changing. I mean, the young people are going to just keep getting more and more into the whole internet world. It's the older people are going to eventually fade out, and so now all of a sudden the younger ones are going to come into the picture, and I think it's only going to get better for us. Trust me, I went through it too, but even as it went on and on, if you can deliver good content and if you really know what you're talking about and they could see in you that you're passionate about and all that, then they'll believe you. They also like it when you're young. I mean, they think it's kind of interesting how a young person was able to pull it off, and it's kind of, you can even use it as a marketing advantage for yourself. I'm this age and I was able to do this, you know? So I think that's also a benefit of being young.
Yeah, I have seen the change in the recent years, and I think especially being young has went from a negative to now a positive, I believe. You mentioned earlier that you actually have a business partner. What would you say to other people out there who may want to have a business partner? Should they? How to go about it?
Well, I actually met him at Stompernet. We were the two youngest people there, so we kind of like mixed from that. And I think if you find someone that you really think knows what they're talking about, and if you like them as a person, then go for it. Because when you have a business partner, it's much easier to separate. You don't have everything on your shoulders, and it's a lot easier to just get things pumping, and it's a lot faster to get a course going and stuff like that. So I enjoy having a business partner.
And you never fall out, and you never worry, you know, that they won't pick up the slack.
Well, I mean, there are times, but you just have to talk to them, and they're people, they're normal just like you, and you just have to speak to them and say, look, this is what's going on, we have to do this, we have to do that. If you're not into it, then maybe we should go our different ways, but you really should figure out before you even get started with that partner if that's going to happen, because you could tell with people, and if you guys don't mix from the beginning, then it's not going to work, you know?
Alright, cool. And since launching Typhoon Cashflow, you've also brought out a new product, Cell Phone Treasure. A lot of the time, people think, you know, one hit wonder, you know, they've done it once, but they haven't done it again. I understand that site's another successful website where you sell another product. Does it get easier with your second product?
Oh, yeah. It was 20 times easier because, first of all, you've done it before, so you kind of could look back on what you did in the first one and kind of say, all right, I did that, how did it work out? You answer questions, people ask emails, you answer them, and you say, all right, and then you have more insight and you have a better understanding of what to do next. And then on top of that, you have a huge email list, or a pretty big email list at least, and then you have all your affiliates that have all opted in. So then you just say, I'm sending this product on this day, this is what it is, go check it out, and if you mind, blasting it to your list as well. It's all about really networking. If you can get a good list of affiliates, you're pretty much set for the next product you do, because they do the work for you.
So your main sales page isn't really, it's a squeeze page, I believe. You don't see the sales page till you opt in, is that right?
Yeah, you first opt in, and then you go to the next page where there's another video of me speaking to you and talking to you a little bit more, and then it says you could get it, you could buy now and get access to the members area. So that's, I just like that whole thing, because I feel like when people come straight to the page and they see a price, and especially if it's one of those long sales pages, which I'm not into, that's the one thing, but I wouldn't even go that way from when I started, because I like everything to be small and to the point, and so everyone can see one thing on the one page they look at, instead of having to scroll down, like hours and hours of scrolling down. So I just give them a few steps. So a video, opt in, another video, talk a little bit more about it, and then buy now, then get access to the members area, and then I come out back right up with another video of me once I'm in the members area, and I walk them through there. It's pretty much me the whole way through helping them out. That's what I try to go for.
And what if they don't buy once they've opted in? Do you do anything after that to try and convince them to buy?
Yeah, well, what I do is I actually send them, I follow up them or auto-respond to them with a 50% off, because I'm like, look, this is the times are tough right now. I know not everyone can afford something, but you should definitely give it a try, because I don't want you to be backing out because you don't have enough money to make money. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I try to give them the best deal as possible so that they could actually get started and try to make a change for themselves. And then I also send them some free courses with the Enigma marketing method. And I also have something called Bootcamp, which is a 7-day course that gets sent to them as well. And I try to help them make money there. And then once they make money there, then they'll go for the course and they'll have money to purchase it. So it's kind of a, and then if they don't purchase it, inside of those two free courses I give them, that's the viral effect. So even if I don't make money out of them, or they don't take action and buy the course, then at least they're making money in other ways by promoting our course, you know? So
that's very clever.
Yeah.
Okay, so apart from your two products, you also have a blog. Something I'm a huge fan of, having blogs. How do you find having a blog? As do you use it for promoting your product, building a personal brand? How do you use it, and what's your top tip for readers?
I really think a blog is very, very important, especially if you're trying to build a relationship and you're trying to brand yourself to your readers or to your customers or whatever, because by them seeing you on your sales page, if you have a video there, you're pretty much talking to them and you're trying to make them buy the product. So you can't really be that personal and that like laid back and stuff. I try to be the best as I can in my videos, because I don't want to be like an upfront pushy salesman. But on your blog, I feel like you can really let loose and be yourself, and just share what you really are all about and all of what you do on a daily basis. And I think it's just a good place to just have be like your home, where you can really be yourself to everyone, and where they can communicate with you and comment. It's just a fun place to have, you know.
Yeah, and I understand you're still at college, but making money online sort of gives you a lifestyle. Most don't. What would you describe your internet lifestyle like?
Well, compared to a lot of my friends, they are also, they're all in college too, and they do babysitting jobs, or they work at like a fast food place, or they work somewhere, they make minimum wage. and I make a lot more than that, so I'm able to buy a lot more things. Like, I don't waste my money. I'm trying to save up because I want to build equity for myself, and I have a lot of plans to. My goal eventually is to come out with like a service, kind of like a social networking service that I have a few ideas in my head, but I need the money to get started, and that's what I am kind of striving towards, because it is, I'm looking for investors and all that, so I'm saving as much money as possible, but I do spend it on computers and stuff to, you know, to help my business grow and all that kind of thing, and then TVs and my video games, and like, I just bought a car recently, a hybrid, so I don't waste gas. So I'm not like, super spendy, but I do buy a certain amount of things that my friends wouldn't necessarily be able to buy themselves. You know?
That's really cool. And what if it was possible? There was actually such a thing as a time machine, and you could travel back. What would you do differently?
Well, if I could travel back, I'd travel back and start Facebook. No, but if I could travel back, I don't think I would do anything differently, because I think I learned a lot on the way. And if I didn't do what I did, and I didn't start all my websites, and I didn't fail all those times, I wouldn't be who I am now. And I think with failing and getting back up and trying it again and failing and trying it again, it kind of builds up something inside of you that you're not scared of failing anymore. And I think that's huge. I don't think people should assume that they're going to make money within the first thing they do. I think you have to try a few things. Like, I had to try a few things, and eventually I hit it, and I made it through. But you just don't want to give up. I mean, that's the main thing. And I was very close to giving up, but I just kept going for it, because it was a goal of mine to be able to make money online. So that you just have to plan it out for yourself, give yourself a goal, and go for it, and you'll make it eventually. Just got to go for it.
That's really cool. And what's the best advice you've been given while being an internet entrepreneur?
Do what you love. I think that's very important. You could come out with a bunch of products and stuff. You come out with products that you don't know anything about, and you could get writers and stuff. You could outsource and get writers to do it, or get people to make the videos. But at the end of the day, do you really want to own a product? Do you really want to sell something that you don't like, you know what I mean, that you don't really believe in? And I feel like if you're passionate about something, you should start up something on that, and start up a course on that, something you're passionate about, start up a blog on that. And I think do what you love is very, very important with anything, but I think especially online, because there's a saying, you're the worst boss, you know what I mean, when you could go work for someone else, but then if you could come back and work for yourself, but if you're still not doing anything that you like, then you're the worst boss of yourself. Then you're back to working. So this, I don't think this is work. This is fun. This is what I enjoy. And I like to get on the computer and set things up and set up new websites and all that. So that's my thing.
That's great. So many people probably fail because they just don't enjoy what they're doing. And so everyone should probably do what they enjoy then.
Yeah, I mean, with the opportunities out there now, there's no reason that with the internet the way it is, and with social media, and with YouTube and Twitter, and ways to create websites for free, and blogging, there's no way that anyone should do something that they don't enjoy. The opportunities out there, you just have to go for it and really hustle. And if you do that, you'll make it. And you'll be above the game with what you love. That'll be the best thing.
All right. Well, I'm sure everyone who's listening to this, who hasn't yet created a product, is dying to know, you know, how they can go off today and at least start. Could you just briefly break down what you tell them to do right now? What should they be doing straight away to get this, you know, ball rolling?
Well, first of all, figure out what you want to create your product on, and hopefully it's something that you enjoy after what I just said. And then from there, you just start, if you want to go the screen recording way, you just get a screen recorder, which is Camtasia, and there's ScreenFlow for Mac. Camtasia also just came out the one for Mac, which I really like. And you just start it. Start your course. Start teaching people what you love to do. And once you package it all up, once you make all the videos, then you just set up a simple web page of you talking maybe in a video and saying here, opt-in or whatever, and you set them to the same layout that I have, and that was successful for me, so I don't know why it wouldn't be successful for anyone else. And then you just go from there, go contact some blogs, ask them to put advertisements up from your product that you've created and put it onto ClickBank so that other people can promote it. I mean, it's pretty simple. You just gotta start. I mean, the thing is that people feel overwhelmed because they just think about it, oh, that sounds like so much work. But when you just do it, and when you just start it, then it'll just go. And once you start running, well, for me, at least, once you start going and once you start really pumping things out, it just goes very quickly. And that's how I feel it goes.
Wicked. And I got a few quick fire questions, really, to end this interview.
Yeah.
Firstly, what do you like most about the internet?
I like how easy it is to earn a passive income, and how I could be sleeping, and I could be playing video games, and I could be sitting in math class, which is dreadful, and I hate math so much, but sitting in math class, and I could be making money. And so, I mean, I think that's why I like the internet so much. I think, and it's also so easy to get your opinion and get your ideas out to the world. Unlike having to hand out business cards and having to go talk to people personally, with the internet, you could put up a video on YouTube and potentially everyone in the world can watch that video if they decided to watch it and if they had internet access. So, I mean, the opportunity is just insane. That 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been possible. But now we're right in the time. It's the gold rush time, I like to say. And everyone's rushing to get their spot and everyone's trying to really figure out what they want to do online, because anyone can do anything, no matter what age you are, no matter how old you are, if you're older, if you're younger, if you're 10, I mean, even a 10-year-old can pull something off. It's just opportunity is huge.
And what do you like least about the internet?
That's interesting. What do I like least? I don't think I dislike anything that much. Well, once you get out there, you're out there. You can't really hide with the internet. When you're kind of like a lifetime documentary of yourself. Once you put something out, once you put a Facebook picture up, once you put your own Twitter up, it's kind of all adding to a documentary of your life, and that's going to pretty much be there forever. Even if you delete it, it'll still somehow be out there. So I'm just thinking about that, and it's not scary, but it's just something that you need to just keep in mind, that you're always kind of leaving something behind you, and you need to make sure that you do the right things and not pull off something wrong. Because if you do something wrong, then it's a little hard to pull yourself out of something like that, you know?
I completely agree, and you're actually the first person to ever mention that, and it's a really good point. What if the internet hadn't existed, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I have no idea. I think I was just born in the right time. That's pretty much it. I don't know. I started out with the whole business thing at my school, selling gum and to make some extra money, and I was kicked out a few times of classrooms and stuff because you're not allowed to have gum at school because it gets stuck on the ground and all that. So I don't know. Maybe I'd still be selling gum. I hope not, but I was just here. I just found the internet at the right time, and I'm just glad that I'm able to be here at the right now while things are really exploding. That's that.
And who do you look up to? Do you model yourself on anybody?
I really like Gary Vaynerchuk. I watch his stuff all the time. Even though I'm 18, I watch Wine Library TV, his wine website, and I just like, not for the wine part, but I just watch it to see how he does, and I really inspired to how he is able to pull that off and really build a community on that. And he's one of them. I also like Frank Kern. When I first started, I was watching Frank Kern videos and all that. So, I mean, there's a few marketers out there that I watch. And that's really who I look up to. And I'm like, that's what I want to be like when I'm older. That's what I want to do. So that's that, I guess.
That's really cool. Any last little bit of advice before you go?
Yeah, I guess just go for it. No one should be holding you back. If someone says there's no way you'll never make money online, everything's a scam online, blah, 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 they're just saying lies to you, whatever, This is for you. You don't have to listen to what other people were. Trust me, I went through that day in and day out with my friends and stuff. They did not believe that I could make money online. And then as soon as I did, I think their jaws dropped to the ground. So I think just go for it. Do what you believe is best and just have fun with it. That's pretty much all. Just really have fun with it.
Great advice. All right, thank you very much, Adam. And
anytime.
No problem. All right, cheers.
See you later.